Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the third Beef It's What's for Dinner 300.
Absolutely. For the third year in a row, the Beef Checkoff will be back at the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the season opening race for NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The race is scheduled to kick off the season on Saturday, February 18th at the Daytona International Speedway, the day before the 65th annual Daytona 500. The race has given beef farmers and ranchers the perfect platform to reach consumers and share the story of beef. It's a wonderful way to celebrate beef at one of the most famous racetracks in the country. In addition to the race name, the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand will appear throughout the Daytona International Speedway and in Victory Lane. For race fans and beef fans not attending the race, beef will be promoted on national radio ads and national broadcasts on Fox Sports One.
Thanks, Heather. Stay up to speed with race day related news and tailgating recipes by following Beef It's What's for Dinner social media channels. Let's go racing.
Well, USDA has released its February crop production and world agricultural supply and demand estimates, or the WASDE report. I had the opportunity to talk with Rich Nelson from Allendale to tell us if there were any surprises in this month's report.
For the most part, USDA gave us kind of what the trade was expecting here in today's discussion. They did raise old crop ending stocks on the U.S. side here from 1.24 billion bushels up to 1.27 billion bushels. And that pretty much was on the trade expectation. Keep in mind, USDA did not touch the very volatile export side, which does have some problems. So that may be reflected in future reports. Soybean ending stocks raised from 210 million bushels to 225. They only lowered crush. They did not reflect the fact that we're doing quite well on export sales, so that may be something to address in future reports. Wheat ending stocks, a very minimal change from 567 to 568 million bushels. Just like with corn and soybeans, they did not touch the discussion on poor export sales. Focus for us for this report would be on South American numbers. No changes really to get excited about on the Brazil side. The trade will point out that USDA did drop Argentine corn production 5 million tons on this report, just a little lower than the average trade guess. Soybeans for Argentina in this case, those were also lowered. In this case, about 4.5 million tons to just under the trade guess. So we'll still have some big changes on these numbers, certainly in the next few weeks ahead.
Later on this month, on March the 30th, the prospective plantings report is going to be released. Nelson said the estimates are up 1.4 million acres for corn and 1.6 million acres for soybeans. To hear my complete conversation with Allendale's Rich Nelson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, U.S. beef exports set annual records for both volume and value in 2022. That's according to year-end data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Pork exports finished lower year over year, but export value was the third largest on record, trailing only the highs that we saw in 2020 and 2021. Pork exports continued to gain some momentum in December, led by another outstanding performance in Mexico. Despite slowing towards the end of the year, beef exports reached 1.47 million metric tons. That's up 2% from the previous high in 21. Export value climbed to a record $11.68 billion, up 10% from 21, and nearly 40% above the previous five-year average. The U.S. exported a record share of its record large beef production in 22 and at higher prices. Beef exports achieved annual records in many individual markets, including South Korea, China and Hong Kong, Taiwan, the Philippines, Singapore, Colombia, Guatemala, and the Dominican Republic. You've got farm news on Ron.
Last year's fertilizer cost too much. This year's fertilizer still costs too much. So maybe next year... Maybe next year, instead of paying whatever the market dictates, you should find a new source. Source from Sound Agriculture unlocks more of the crop nutrients that are already in your soil, so you can use less fertilizer and capture the yield you count on to turn a profit. I said to turn a profit. That's more like it. Learn more at sound.ag.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.